Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, estimated that over 420,000 workers are now non-Irish. My next guest believes businesses are key to building a culturally diverse and resilient society. I'd like to welcome Dr. Mamobo Ogoro. She's founder and CEO of GORM, and it's recently launched Ireland's first intercultural business programme. And Mamobo joins me now. How are you, Mamobo?
I'm very well, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, a couple of things. As somebody who built a business with most employees not being Irish, I'm a huge supporter of this. In my day in business, there was a stage when there was only three of us in a business of over 300 people that were Irish. And I used to love the cultural diversity that I went into every day with people from different nations, with different views, different ideas, and they were wonderful. So, you know, how do we reflect 20% of Irish residents are now born outside the state? So how do we get better at just making that part of everyday life?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. And when it comes to like cultural diversity, just not in the workplace, but in everyday life, what we're actually seeing right now is that when, and the evidence really shows that when you have a lot of cultural diversity, a lot of visible diversity, there's actually more likelihood of social distrust, more likelihood of people having stereotypes and prejudices towards people of different backgrounds. And I see here that you're very interested in that part yourself. But when it comes to larger groups, when you have a lot of diversity in an environment, without that diversity not being captured in a way or managed in a way that is effective and appropriate to the different communities that are coming together, what can happen is that distrust. And a lot of people in the business world don't really see that. We see the flashing titles of like diversity brings innovation, creativity, all those beautiful things. But if it's not managed in a way that could actually cultivate an environment of trust, inclusion, authenticity, then we're going to see the breakdown of what I'm seeing in society is the breakdown of trust and social cohesion and in organizations and mixed miscommunication, misunderstanding, which can lead to really bad outcomes for businesses.
Okay.
So super essential for us to really capture that cultural diversity and create those spaces of belonging, not just for people that are coming from different nationalities, but for everybody in that environment.
Sure. Yeah. So you're saying that your program supports organizations to build inclusive, high-performing teams by equipping people with the skills to work more effectively across cultures.
Yes.
So what does that mean in kind of everyday, in everyday language, in the everyday world? Is it that we need to be more interested, more welcoming, more just that, you know, that we actually show a genuine interest in the people and their background?
That welcoming and that interest is actually a great starting point. But I like to argue that being welcoming does not necessarily mean that you're being inclusive.
Sure.
So what we're trying to do with them, our Unified Business Program, our program, and it's partnering with EY and PTSB this year, what we're trying to do is actually move beyond that welcoming of different cultures. It's actually practicing what we call intercultural competence. And that's the ability to effectively and appropriately engage across differences. In simple terms, it's what's the skills that you need to appropriately engage with people from a different cultural background to you. I'll give you an example. In Ireland, we tend to be, and I grew up in Ireland myself, I'm Nigerian and by ethnicity, we tend to be more covert in terms of our language. And I was coaching someone that came from a different country and they're like, I just told them as it is, but I was told them like, no, in Ireland, you need to kind of tell them under the rug. And like someone said, oh, could you do this? When the manager went like, oh, would you mind doing this?
So it's and a kind they of a softer communication.
Exactly. So supporting people in those kind of different communication styles, different behavioral styles to have a more smoother interaction in the workplace, particularly across culture. And then it goes a layer deeper when you're actually looking at some more systemic issues, such as racism, such as xenophobia, and such as issues related to migration as well. So the program mixes all of that within itself.
So how do you then, you said you're in with EY and PTSB. So is it your mission then to bring this program to many organizations within the state.
It is, and I believe it's quite necessary. Like you said, 20% of the country are coming from different culture backgrounds and nationalities. And as many businesses are striving to have those really positive effects of diversity and recruiting people from different backgrounds because they have the talent that are necessary to keep Ireland going, it's necessary for specifically business leaders to engage and have that skills to have courage in managing and leading multicultural workforces.
All right. Well, look, it's great work you're doing. Thank you for coming in to tell us about it. That's Dr. Mamabo Ogoro, founder and CEO of GORM. Thank you
so much.
Mamabo, great to meet you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.